Bruh.
And welcome back to another installment of the beautiful and the illustrious Bruh Moment. We're operating at a little bit of a different time today than usual, given that it is the winter session here on 91.5 WMFO. Things get a little bit switched up, and so I offered to fill in the blank spaces in the midst of the evening and the night, to give you 2 quality hours of electronic and synth pop. Some things I might not normally do, some things I might not normally play, given the time of day, given the fact that the FCC allows me, gives me the privilege of being able to play more explicit material at this time of day, something for which I'm very grateful and for which I immediately took advantage of at precisely 11:02 today. And that song was MGMT's When You Die off of Little Dark Age, just exuding darkness, but also sarcasm and very, very dark humor with that one. And, well, what else do I have to say? You'll notice that that sound effect is a new addition. I thought that would really spice things up. Add a little humorous edge to things. And that might be the theme for tonight. 2 hours of chilling spontaneity, and if any of you have requests, please feel free to text in or call in or do whatever to ensure that I fulfill whatever you desire to hear this evening. And with that, something that I have been longing to share with you, which maybe you may be aware of, a little band called Sweet Trip, around back in the late 90s, early 2000s, came out with a fantastic LP called Velocity:Design:Comfort. And it is just a delightful and airy mesh, a delightful mix of different genres. We've got shoegaze, synth pop, just everything all at once, and it's all very cozy and cute. And here it is. This is Disco from Sweet Trip on our late night installment of Bra Moment here on WMFO. Hope you enjoy this very much.
Away.
Well, wasn't that exciting? Two very synthy, synth-heavy songs. The first from Sweet Trip, off of their album Velocity Design Comfort, that was Disco. And following that was a heavily remixed version of the song Le Soleil est près de moi by Air, remixed by Detroit techno group Doppler Effect. And now we're going to switch gears a little bit. I hope you all realize that I am, in fact, as they say, making this up as I go. Every song that I am playing right now, I am finding it as the previous song was playing. So, one that I found, or that I had found previously, thanks to a friend's recommendation, this is a German synth-pop song from a band named Hubert K. This is called Wenn der Mond die Sonne berührt, which I looked it up, roughly translates to When the Sun and Moon Collide, which I think is a very interesting concept, especially given that we are in the middle of the night. It's a very dark and ominous sounding German synth pop songs, as they often are. So let's take a listen to that. Let's hope you enjoy this.
Thank you.
Well, we just took a short trip back to the 80s with those two songs. First off, we heard Hubert K. with Wendermann die Sonne berührt off of Goldene Zeiten from 1984. It's a German synth-pop band. And following that were one of my favorite bands in general of all time, New Order, with True Faith off of the... Well, it looks like it's a compilation album called Total, but another 80s bop, as they say. And that first one was recommended to me by one Annika Crawford, and the second one was taken from a playlist sent to me from one Maggie Ortiz. So, gotta respect the influences and the inspirations for the songs that I am haphazardly and hurriedly cobbling together on this playlist this evening. It's good. We're thriving right now. We're thriving. We're having a good time. And we're about to continue having a good time because I just remembered that I really love this Duran Duran song off of the album Rio. And it's probably not the one you're... Well, it might be the one that you're thinking of, depending on how well you know Duran Duran. This is Save a Prayer. there, we have two more synth-pop essentials, I would argue, and two songs which I really did not realize sound so much like each other. The second one was George Clanton's Make It Forever off of his 2019 album Slide. And the first one was Duran Duran's Save a Prayer off their 1982 album Rio. And I don't know if it's similar voice, similar synth, similar just feel, mood, instrumentation, but I just got an almost identical vibe from those two. Obviously a good vibe, because that's why I played them. But right about now is when, well, before I change gears and go into a different genre entirely, I am going to engage in my favorite part of the hour, of which we'll actually get two tonight because I'm going on a two-hour musical rampage here on WMFO. This is a PSA because it's PSA time and we need to inform our community. Tonight I've picked the emergency preparedness PSA. Unexpected situations, such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency, can happen at any time. So be prepared by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and a supply of food stored in your home. It's also an excellent idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. This has been a public service message from Ready.gov and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Well, I hope you all got that. Be prepared, like any good scout. And now let's return to the music. As I said, we're going to be changing gears a little bit, getting a little bit back into the explicit music, as it is the appropriate time for that sort of thing. And here's some Playboi Carti. Screw it.
She work at Palestine. Got a bit of that magic. And she let me have it. She let me smash it. She let me pat it. Baby, no cap. I'm in the block. I got a Glock. I want the stat. I got a bit out in the pipe. Just like an addict. I got a bit out in the pipe. Calling me daddy. I'm in the stick. I'm in the six. I'm in the wagon. I'm in the bitch, I'm in the bricks, I'm in the ash. I got that white, I got that dope, I got the ash. Selling that soap, selling that soap, selling that nash. I'm in the block, just like a pole, fucking a band. I'm in the block, I got them rolls, I got them bands. We gotta go, we gotta go. Hop in that ghost, then I go ghost. Nah, right now. Nah, right now. Nah, right now. Nah, ooh, ooh, nah, right now. Nah, right now. Nah, right now. Nah, right now. Nah,
bad in the right now. got bitches wanna see Pierre right now. I got bitches wanna see Cardi right now. All these diamonds in my teeth, I had to smile. Right now, right now. So that bitch get down right now. Touch your toe, bend it over right now. All this money, all this guap is in the path. Right now, right now.
Wasn't that delightful? What a fun little diversion from the rest of the heavy, dark, synthy stuff we've been hearing. A euphoric, Pierre Bourne-produced trap beat wrapped over by none other than the man, the legend, Playboi Carti, with his signature baby voice off of the album Die Lit, which some ironically consider to be the best album of the 2010s. I don't know, I certainly think it's a load of fun. But anyway, back to the sadness. Here's an English producer, turned solo musician, who goes by the name Dean Blunt. Not much is known about him. His Wikipedia page is about one line long, and he's produced several enigmatic albums that are sampling older songs, jangle pop type beats, really heavy and dark and ominous. So, perfect for bringing us all back down from that high we just experienced, thanks to Mr. Carti and Mr. Bourne. This is Dean Blunt with 100 off of the album Black Metal.
Says I'm wrong. girl doesn't want me back. Try letting go, but I can't relax. She got a new nigga, now we can't be fam. Five will come and then they know my name. I got a new girl riding and I hope she.
Was yet again a change of pace. Two Dean Blunt songs in a row, 100 and then 50 Cent off of Black Metal. An album of assorted beats and instrumental workings and songs that he just sings over. I just found those quite delightful and melancholy, really, really things that stick in your head. And now as we move once again back to the electronic, back to the trance-inducing melodies and magic of hypnotic trance dance music, I'd like to have people guess what song they think is sampled in the next song, because it's a very short sample and it's used many times in repetition, and it's a very famous song that's being sampled, but it's a very short song. It's a very short little clip of a song that's just being repeated over and over and overlaid over each other, and it's just fantastic. And some people don't see it, but I think that it is remarkable how you can just take little snippets of songs and rearrange them and just create something beautiful and honestly just trance-inducing. I guess that's why they call it trance music. This is Scandinavian, I'm not sure what country exactly, but Scandinavian artist The Field from the album From Here We Go Sublime. This is Every Day. Did You Guess? That was Every Day by The Field, a sample-heavy trance electronic song. And what was the sample? Well, the sample was a very short, in fact, several very short snippets of the song Everywhere by Fleetwood Mac. In fact, that woman's voice that you heard in that little transition period around the two-minute mark was, I believe, Christine McVie. So if you picked up on that, then that's some superhuman abilities right there, because I was not expecting anyone to get that, unless you just looked it up, in which case, I mean, I guess cheaters do win sometimes. Unfortunately. So, in honor of Fleetwood Mac, because I feel like they're everyone's guilty pleasure, this is Everywhere off of Tango in the Night.